the abbot of a monastery one day summoned a novice monk and said to him, "I've decided that it's time you gave your first sermon. I've scheduled you to preach during chapel on Monday." The novice was terrified. When the time came in chapel on Monday for him to take to the pulpit, his knees were knocking, his hands were trembling, his lips were quivering. He looked out at all the assembled monks and said to them, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" They all shook their head no. The novice said, "Neither do I. Please rise for the benediction." The abbot was not amused. He pulled the novice aside and said, "Tomorrow you're going to give the sermon and you're going to do it right this time." So when chapel comes around the next day, the novice is still terribly nervous. He gets up there, he looks out at all the monks, and sure enough, he says the same thing again. "Do you know what I'm going to say?" Well, the monks had seen this once, so this time they all shook their heads yes. "Very well," the novice says. "Then there's no need for me to tell you. Please rise for the benediction." At this point, the abbot is livid. He threatens the novice, "If you don't do it right on your third chance, you are going to be in 30 days of solitary confinement with bread and water. Get it right this time." The next morning in chapel, it's packed out because all the monks want to see what's going to happen today. The novice gets up there, and wouldn't you know it, he starts out the same way. "Do you know what I'm going to say?" Many of them shook their head yes. Some shook their head no. "Very well," the novice said. "Let those who know tell those who don't. Please rise for the benediction." I tell you that silly little story today to ask, have you ever found yourself in a place where you needed to say something but didn't want to? I find myself in that kind of place today. If I'm going to be true to the Word of God, I need to share something today that's going to make all of us a little uncomfortable, including myself. I wish I could say, "Let those who know tell those who don't," but you have no idea what I'm going to say, so I guess I'll just have to say it. If we're going to be people of the book, people of the Bible, our hearts need to be open to hearing what it says, not just when the words are comforting and encouraging, but also when they're challenging, because it's good for us to be challenged. That's when we learn and grow. So, are you ready to be challenged today?
Amen.
Very well. Please rise for the benediction. No. Stay seated. Stay seated, and we'll start with prayer. It feels to me like this mic is just a little bit too live, and I might blast you out just a little, take a little edge off the sound. Okay. There we go. Thank you. Let's start with a prayer. Word of God, speak. Pour down like rain, washing our eyes to see. Help us to be still and know that you're in this place and in this time. Word of God, speak. We ask this in the name